when you saw wood, when you're going to saw a log, and you put it on a, say, an X frame like that, remember what you call that?
Well, now, some people would make them out of 2x4s or 2x6 or something, and most of the people, though, back in them days, they just drive a couple of stakes in the ground and nail them together and nothing like that and lay their wood up in it.
What do they call that, then?
Saw rack.
And if you ever, you know these kind you see out on the roads, they're an A-frame, and they might use them to you can use them to make scaffolding, and you can also they use them out on the highway to detour traffic. They sometimes hang
them. Well, them's called, I don't know what you're talking about, them's called, people carpenters use them,
yeah.
They're called horses, horses, you know.
Sure.
I don't know what to call them out on the highway, but
well,
they stop them to block roads, but they're made just like these here saw horses, you know, carpenters take them, you know, I've got a set of them out there, you know, and believe my boy gave them to me, and I used to have them old ones. And you can take them, you can use them to get up on your paint in your house, you can lay a 2x6 or something on it and get away on up yonder. You can have to get a ladder after a while, you know. And if you're sawing planks, you can just lay them down on that and put a knee on it. Drop them off for you, you know, hold it with your hand or something. People's got to use some power saws now, you know, just cross cut them. But that is back in the days of the old grass cutting. Used to then, when we'd go out in the woods to saw a tree, you'd just go out there and saw it down, you know, and then prize it up and put a log under it and saw off till you got back to that log, and then saw on back, move it again.
Mm-hmm.
Cut you a big prize pole. Two men can heist up most any kind of the tree or cut it in lengths till you could heist it.
Now, with the kinds of any of these tools that you had to keep them sharp. What did you use, for instance, with a scythe, to keep it sharp, something to hold in your hand?
Well, you can take it to grindstone and grind it, or you can take a file, and you had regular flat rocks to do that with.
Now, what's a file made of? Is that, you mean a metal file?
Well, it's a metal file, you know. People use that to sharpen their saws. There's files for different things. There's big files, there's little files, there's round files, there's three-cornered files. The three-corner files are to use hand saws or something fine.
Mm-hmm.
These other files are for your axes, your mattocks, or whatever.
Right.
If you want to sharpen them, axes is mostly. Then the side, you'd use mostly wet rock on them. But you could grind them first, and then if they begin to get to corners, you'd take that side. People know that, you know, they'd take that side, and they'd give it a lick on this side and a lick on that.
What do you use to sharpen your straight razor?
Huh?
Your straight razor.
A leather strap. You ever see one?
Yeah, the razor strap. Yeah, I've.
Now then, everybody don't use them anymore. Very few people use straight razor. Use these safety razors or electric razor. I never did use electric razor. My boy, he's got one. Of course, he works in a place where he has to shave every day, you know.
Sure.
I don't shave it about twice a week.
I only shave when I have to myself. Did you ever build a thing for your kids when they were small? Maybe take a board and they could go up and down on them?
Yeah, they call them seesaws. Put them across one of these things you're talking about.
Yeah.
Through the crack of an old rail fence or over a log or something.
Did they ever have anything they called a ridey horse?
Yeah. I'll tell you what else call that. You can drive a stake up out here somewhere or another. And then put a 2x6, something like that, on it, and bore a hole in it, and take a screw, wood screw or something, or drive in there, and then they'd get on it, you know, instead of going up and down, they'd go round and round. I forget what they call them. What'd you say it was?
Well, I asked you about a ridey horse.
That's what they called it. But this year, one on one end and one on the other going up and down. That was seesaws, they called them.
Was that other one called a flying jenny?
Something like that, they'd call it.
Merry-go-round or whirligig?
Flying jenny, I believe, is what they call them. I know we used to have one out here for my young'uns. They'd get on that. Of course, you're just a gathering place here for young'uns.
Sure.
They'd all gather up around here.